Welcome to the Lost Dot Podcast and the first edition of the Accursed Race, supported by our race partners, Albion, Tailfin, Komoot, Peak Design, Quirk Cycles, and POC. It's the penultimate day in the Accursed Mountains, day 10, and there are more riders at the finish in Škoda than there are out on the trails. Today, our team are expecting to welcome several more into the city to complete their experience at TAR number 1. Ross Brannigan, race reporter, sets the scene.
Hi everybody, I'm sat here at a very quiet finish line actually. A lot of the riders who have arrived are either off exploring Škoda, they're maybe out for a little bike ride just to spin the legs, but last night it was a really lively atmosphere and I'm sure it will be again later on this afternoon. We've kind of reached that point in the race where there's a bit of a critical mass reached, where there's enough riders here to create a bit of an atmosphere at the finish line, but not so much that it starts to feel like the end is actually here, everybody's back and it's a little bit crowded. So people who are arriving this afternoon will be enjoying a little bit of a welcome party. So right now on the course, we've got Martin Zettel, Roel Masink, on the last section towards the finish, a bit of tough off-road, and then right behind them are India Landy and Ollie Radford. Last night the CP2 cutoff landed, so we saw Sonka Kreft arrive there just before the cutoff at midnight. However, he has now scratched as of this morning. So the riders who are actually bringing up the back of the field are Isabel Berti and Samuel Rosborg. So they are now the third place pair after Lajos Kovas scratched yesterday, leaving his partner Peter Ola to finish the race by himself. He won't be able to finish within GC because he started as a pair, but he will be able to be classed as a finisher. So really good job on Peter for continuing. It's not easy when your partner has to scratch. So good job on Peter. And we're hoping to see Isabel and Sam arrive probably later on tomorrow afternoon, so they should be well within the cutoff time, which lands at 23:59 tomorrow night.
David Sanchez, Cap 19, arrived at the finish yesterday in fifth position, but Ross has more questions for him.
David Sanchez, can you just explain to me the story behind the Mercedes badge that you've got on the front of the bike?
I think I was feeling frustrated that all the cars I see had this beautiful logo up in the cars. So I just went to an automobile garage and asked to the people if they have a Mercedes logo. So I lose like I think maybe 10 good minutes because they were looking all over the place if they could still find one. And I just put it on my bike, and since then it was more like a luck.
How do you say?
Lucky charm, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. It was more for the fun of it, and for the aesthetic, and for the cultural aspect, having that Mercedes logo on my bike.
You were telling us over breakfast as well a really kind of weird, funny story about some guy who kept on trying to offer you food.
I resupply in a supermarket during the night, and I was sitting on the ground outside of the supermarket, like eating like a goblin. And the guy of the supermarket came out of the store, and he wrote on his smartphone something in Albanian that he traduced, and it was reading, "Do you need clothes?" And I think he had pity on me because I was all covered with mud and I was looking homeless. So he wanted to give me clothes, and I had really to insist that everything was fine, that I didn't need socks and or everything. And then he came back like 4 or 5 times with a lot of food in plastic bags, like fruits, chocolate. And he really insisted to give me food. And I have to insist that I don't have the place on my bike to carry that much stuff.
I'm trying to ride unsupported.
Yeah, but yeah. I couldn't explain that it was unsupported. And it was a bit sad because it was feeling a bit pissed off that I didn't accept his offerings. Yeah. And at the end, I should admit that I accepted the chewing gum. Yeah. And that's the only thing I accepted.
We've driven up this gravel road, which is the last section of off-road that the riders have to contend with before they reach the finish line in Shkodër. Most of the riders have climbed up a big section of hike a bike and then descended on this road, and it's taken them all about an hour or so to cover the last 26 kilometers, but that belies its sort of slightly rough nature in places. It's quite chunky bits of gravel and little potholes here and there, but it is really a stunning area. As we've driven up here, there is just so much color. I mean, a lot of the Balkans so far has been characterized by lots of greenery and lushness, but here it's just, there's obviously all of that greenery, but there's yellows and whites and purples and blues, and there's even this plant that I've never seen before that's called smoke bush, which, as you could imagine, has little baskets of pollen sitting on top of it that are just look like big plumes of smoke. It's really an incredible looking plant. So we're just waiting up here. We're going to get some shots of Martin Zettel and Roel Massink and potentially India and Ollie, because they're just making their way up from Kumani to this section where they'll be diving downhill on their way back to Shkodër. So let's see if we can catch them.
We're just hiding in the bushes and waiting for Martin Zettel to appear. But at the same time, we've got this absolutely massive thunderstorm building up behind us. It looks to be heading in a different direction, but it's creating quite the soundtrack, mixed in with birdsong and this sort of bright sunshine. It feels really quite menacing hanging over the top of us.
So Martin's gone past us, we've managed to get some shots. He was looking quite relaxed as he descends on this gravel track down towards Shkodër, and we can actually see the beautiful turquoise blue of Lake Shkodër right next to it. But man, oh man, this thunderstorm coming towards us. Oh, it's just booming again. I don't know if you can hear that, but it is like this huge black cloud coming towards us. It's so ominous. I'm hoping that the other riders get in before it really blows above our heads.
Back in the city, Martin's wife Monica is waiting for him to roll into the finish.
Yes, I'm Monica. My husband Martin is making this race. It's the first time that he makes a so long race, and he's with the gravel bike on road. Mm-hmm. And yes, he said it's he has hard days and a lot of rocks, but we were the second time in Albania, and we really liked the landscape and the people, and he had a lot of rain, and today it's sunny.
So we're here at the finish line, we're waiting for him to come in. He's quite close to finishing, isn't he?
Yes, I think, I don't know, but there will be now tarred road, so he will be very fast. Mm-hmm. And I bought some chocolate for him when he will arrive. And I looked in the fridge if there is Coca-Cola, yeah, because he preferred to drink Coca-Cola, yes, and not a
that
beer.
That's a request. Okay, so you've got the Coke ready for him.
Yes.
Yeah. And what does it feel like right now, waiting for him to arrive?
Yes, it's interesting. We do a lot of cycling together. We do a lot of traveling, like in Africa or South America. Mm. But these distances are, I drove up to 200 kilometers a day, it mm-hmm. goes, but the meters up and down, these are too much for
okay.
me.
So you weren't tempted to join him and do it as a pair then?
Yes.
Soon after, Martin becomes the next person to complete the first accursed race.
Well done, mate.
Well done, Martin.
Congrats, well done. Well done, well done.
What's your overall thoughts on the course and the race?
I find the course is really shows the landscape from a beautiful way.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
I think for people who are not used it to really cycle to make any one day, it's a really challenge.
Yeah.
But and you are not, also for me, it's not possible to not driving in the night to arrive 11 days.
Yeah. 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 You and your wife have done lots of adventuring and kind of touring all over the world, yeah, so you're used to kind of different landscapes and all of the things that come with touring. How did this experience compare to that?
For me, it's the landscape was very green.
Yeah.
Small hills, big hills. So it's all on a small part. With it changes also. Some parts look it like in Scotland, and then like in normal Europe. What I thought that perhaps there were also some parts where it's more deserted, but it is every time it's very green. Mm-hmm. But it's really beautiful. Yeah.
Amazing.
Tom, can you just tell me what you're doing there?
Yeah, I'm here at the finish line just outside the hostel in Škoda, and I've perched myself out on the pavement just opposite the hostel, and I'm sketching the scene as like the riders all congregate and kind of come down and chat together outside the hostel. So I've got my iPad here, just try to capture like the combination of like the place that's become like the real epicenter of the race for all of us, in the context of this absolutely crazy little kind of alleyway that it's in, that's got lots of little market stalls, and right now it's died down and the market traders have kind of left, but earlier on this afternoon when I started the drawing, the place was just like chaos, wasn't it? They were just all the locals were here buying all their vegetables and stuff, and it's the really cool thing is there's a tiny little bike repair shop just at the end of the alleyway. So my idea here really was to try and get like the contrast between the Albanian version of what cycling is to the locals, which is bringing in your like rusty steel sort of like town bikes to get it repaired, and contrasting that with what our world or this little bubble of cycling that's here, which is these really kind of you know, high-end very specific like setups for doing these adventures.
And why are you doing it?
So I've been doing a series of these sketches throughout the race. So I've been in control car number one, and as well as chatting to the riders and seeing how they're doing and reporting back for everyone listening on the podcast, my other kind of job that I've been doing is to be drawing the kind of environments that the riders are going through, and they've been used on for the podcast like covers. It's just been like a really nice way of recording the experience in a different way, really. And we've been on this race, we've been trying to innovate a little bit and kind of do different things with the photography and give a different flavor to how we're showing the race, and this is like just another example of that, really.
Around an hour later, late afternoon, and Roel Massink, Cap 30, joins the rest of the riders to have finished the Accursed.
Are you surprised at how well you've done, or is this kind of what you were expecting or what you were targeting?
No, I was expecting to be on time, and I'm quite happy. I'm satisfied.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Is it a relief to get here?
Yeah, but it was a good day today. It was really beautiful going up and down the big mountain. But for the rest, it's okay.
Do you think you've kind of learnt anything from this race? Is there, are there any new things that you've discovered?
I love mountain biking.
Yeah?
That's for sure. I really love the downhills, but also going up, just going fast. That's not possible on a gravel bike, so that's pretty cool.
Soon, India Landy and Ollie Radford, caps 43A and B, become our second pair to cross the finish line.
Welcome to the finish.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Yeah, cheers, thanks.
How's it feel to be here?
It's an amazing achievement, I think, just to complete it in the time frame that was delivered. So I think we worked hard and got through each stage, broke it all down into little segments, and rather than looking at it as one big piece, and took each day as it came and made mistakes and learned from them, and it's been an adventure, but we got here in the end.
And to be honest, we saw, I'd say, 99% of the course. There wasn't really much time that we were riding at night, and we got to, so I'm really happy with the amount that we experienced and not just like I enjoy running at night, but then sometimes you just miss a load, and this was such a place that you didn't want to miss.
Can you summarize your adventure in a couple of words, do you reckon?
I would just say beautiful but brutal, all the other way around. Probably brutal first, but the beautiful top that.
Do you think that means then you might do more appearance races?
I've done a few. So the first few that I ever did one with my mum, the North Cape, and then I did one with a friend. And they were both really fun. I do just enjoy sharing moments with people. And I think when I'm by myself, I very often just don't actually experience what's happening. I'm just in my head going, oh, this is hard. I want to stop. Why am I doing this? Whereas if you're with someone else, you, and maybe they're down, you're trying to cheer them up, but then that helps you as well. And you just see something beautiful and you're like, I want to share that with someone.
Late in the evening, around 10:25 p.m., Raphael Evans makes it to the finish and a comfortable night's sleep.
How does it feel to get round?
Incredible. I didn't think I was going to. I don't have the words for it. A bit surreal that I'm here.
Why did you not think you would make it round?
Just because I was ill. I'm better now than I was at the start. So.
Yeah, you were really starting off with a bad foot, weren't you?
Yeah.
With having food poisoning. Did you worry then that that was kind of maybe your race over, or?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I wasn't sure I would get this far at all. I just started going slowly, and then, yeah. If you told me I'd be here right now, after however many kilometers and whatever, I wouldn't believe you, I don't think.
What do you think it was that got you around in the end?
I kept thinking, they're testing me. I don't know who, but I was like, they're testing me. And I just kept going and kept a positive mindset.
Just one more day to go on the Accursed Race, with only a few riders still out on the course, still willing to keep going to take on the challenge. They have until 11:59 p.m. tomorrow to reach Škoda and claim a general classification race finish. Join us in our next episode to learn how they get on and to hear more stories from those incredible riders who've already conquered the mysterious Accursed Mountains. Don't forget, you can read Ross's race journals on our website and find regular updates across all our social media channels. Thanks to our race partners, Albion, Tailfin, Komoot, Peak Design, Quirk Cycles, and POC.
The Accursed.